spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
All right, second date update. Here we go with Tara. Tara, howdy. How we doing?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say, first off, I love listening to you guys.
Oh, bless you, Tara.
And I'm not just saying that because you're going to help me.
Well, we're going to try to help you. That's the thing here.
Yes, yes. I'm just nervous. This is weird. It's really like putting yourself out there to do this.
Oh, for
you know?
Sure.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a big leap, especially when you don't know why they're not calling you back. Could be anything.
Yeah, and that's exactly where I'm at. Like, I thought we had a great date, but I think if I'm honest with myself, this might be a dose of karma.
Uh-oh.
Because I've done this a lot in the past to others. So, like, now that it's happening to me, I know how it feels, and man, it's really bad. It's really wrong.
Our work here is done. She's learned her lesson, guys. Back it up.
Yeah, don't do that to other people. Like, I don't get why it's so hard to just reply and say something.
Honestly, it's just so much easier to just forget that they exist than to have a conversation.
You're not wrong.
About why they're not good enough.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you open up that like line of dialogue, they can ask questions.
Oh, that's true.
Right. Right.
And then you're explaining like, oh, you're just not good enough for me.
Yeah.
So, but if you disappear, they can't find you. But of course, now we have you too, like hunting them down.
That's right.
So.
Am I supposed to feel good about
that's
this?
Right. We gonna find you.
Did I feel? Yeah. I don't. I just feel. Well, regardless of karma, we know this can be frustrating, and so hopefully we're gonna be able to help you out, right?
That's what I'm hoping. You know, the not knowing. I realize now that the not knowing is the worst thing.
Yeah.
So, and I really want this to work out. Like, he was such a nice guy. And I, you know, I've been stuck with a lot of scumbags recently.
Oh, no.
Like, he just seemed normal. I mean, reasonably funny. He was cute.
Reasonably
all
funny.
Of the stuff.
The bar is where the bar is. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to lower it sometimes. But, like, I got excited and
scumbag.
I thought... Exactly. You know, I thought we could maybe turn this into a thing. But I mean, we went out for dinner a few weeks ago, and now it's like he just fell off the face of the earth completely.
Okay. Well, did you do a little research or anything? Cause, I mean, sometimes they don't text back, but like, you know, they might be on social. Have you looked into his like Insta or Snapchat or anything?
And make sure he's like not actually falling off the face of the earth, or he's just not replying to texts and calls.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I'd never call him, like, this is 1990?
Oh, no. Yeah, of course. That's very personal to actually pick up the phone.
It's not. Okay, whatever.
But I did, like, I did check the socials, and I know he blocked me from Insta.
He blocked
because I tried
you.
To DM him.
He blocked
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
Like, he's out there burning bridges, so.
Seems kind of extreme.
I don't know.
That's not good. Okay, that said, so that's a block on Insta. Is there a reason he might be a strong no in terms of seeing
you?
Yeah,
anything you can think of.
I mean, not really. We had a great time. Like, I could tell he was into me. There's nothing crazy that I did. We saw some people I work with when we were out.
Okay.
So, like, maybe they tried to put me in blast or something.
Oh, there's salt in your game. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't really care for them, so there's no telling what they might have said if I wasn't around, if I went to the restroom or whatever.
Sure.
So, like, if he ran into one of my exes, I did post a picture with us.
Okay.
So it's possible my last boyfriend's sister reached out. That girl is, like, all kinds of nuts.
Oh, you got some enemies. Okay.
I got some haters.
She's got
I do
a
in
list.
The background.
Okay. All right. Hey, that's fine.
You just made the list.
Ooh, Look, let's not waste any more time. Let's get Mitchell on the phone. We'll talk to him at 7:25. Figure this whole thing out, okay?
It's the second date update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
Well, I liked Tara. I'm just going to say it.
I mean,
she was a little honest about her past ways.
But then again,
she would ghost people, and now that she's on the other side of that, she's reformed.
Yeah, she's never doing it again.
She knows it's terrible. She knows it's the pits to not know what's going on.
And this is why we do what we do.
Exactly. And we want to get Mitchell on the phone and see if we can't secure her that elusive second date. Hey, Mitchell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Mitchell, we're Frito and Katie from Y100.
Okay. okay, what's going on?
Well, Mitchell, glad you asked. So this is Second Date Update. So we have an amazing second date package for you. You just have to go out with someone you've already seen once, and the person we've landed on today is Tara.
Nope. No. No. Oh, God, no.
God.
Absolutely not.
So many hard.
No.
Not even to build
way, no.
The best
no.
second date ever, Mitchell? Like, any place, any spot, any activity, you pick it, man. We will pay for it.
The best second date ever would not include Tara. No.
Okay.
No.
I would be like, all right. Well, what's going on here, man? What's the story? You obviously have some opinions.
How long's the show? How long do you guys have? For real?
A while, actually.
Okay. Well, you're not going to believe this. This is the weirdest date I've ever... This isn't just the weirdest date I encountered. Actually, this may be the weirdest night of my life. It is bonkers.
Can I just get a refill before we start this? Yeah. Do I need to sit?
Hold on. Let me get comfortable, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let's go.
Okay, well, the short version, if there is one, she's faking having a child right now. For real. Yeah, she's pretending that she's a mom to a baby that does not now, nor has ever existed, to the best of my knowledge.
I'm sorry, what?
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 Yeah, oh my God, that's what this is about?
What do you mean that? Okay, what do you mean that?
Okay, Mitchell, so Tara's been on the phone. Okay, Tara, I'm going to need you to hold on, though, for a second so we can hear Mitchell's side of the story. So, Mitchell, continue.
All right, we went out to dinner. Okay. We ordered drinks or whatever, and this woman, came over to us. We were sitting at the bar waiting to get our, whatever, not important, and this woman congratulates her on her kid and says that Tara looks fantastic and she's happy to see her taking some time for herself and, get away from the baby. And she knows firsthand how hard that is because apparently this lady's a mom too, and she can't wait to.
So they're bonding.
For Tara to get
the usual
stuff. Yeah, doing the mom thing. They're talking about breastfeeding, and, Tara's talking about the only downside is I wish I could get more sleep and, all the stuff that you hear parents say,
and all the cliche things.
So, the lady leaves, they get done talking about, how sensitive, things are with the breastfeeding. And
good Lord.
Not even a conversation I wanted to be part of for a first date. And then so the lady walks away, and without skipping a beat, Tara orders a Paloma. And I'm did you just forget that you're breastfeeding?
You can pop a dump.
Yeah, okay. All right. So there's asked.
I don't know that kind of thing. So, I didn't want to be judgmental or whatever. I'm just you cool to drink? And she looks at me and she's like, oh yeah, don't worry about it. I don't have a kid.
Oh my God.
And I'm this is a normal thing. And she tells me that she just made the whole thing up for work.
What? Okay.
It's not normal.
Tara, we got some questions.
Yeah.
Why you needed a fake baby for work?
The initial idea was to just fake the pregnancy. Yeah. It will all make sense, I promise.
Okay.
But, the office threw me a baby shower, and since, after you're supposedly pregnant, you get a baby. And I just thought I would carry on the ruse.
No, that's, we're not, why? Okay, I get what you did. Why? Why would you need to fake a pregnancy
where do you work?
What are you talking about?
So my job sucks. All right.
Okay.
They're always on my, actually, they're on a lot of people's. Like, it's a miserable place to work.
Uh-huh.
So I literally saw the writing on the wall that, you know, my time was coming around to be up. And they like to do big layoffs. Since I'm so low on the totem pole at work and I didn't have another job set up, I thought I need some time to look for some other options, update my resume, okay, contact my references. So I figured the best way to do that was to tell them I was pregnant.
What?
Guys, did you get that? She also had a baby shower. Did you miss that part?
I know. I got
she
it.
Had people.
No, they threw her a baby shower. Yeah. So it must not suck that bad.
I'm gonna pause everyone for 1 second because I want to get into more of this. We just need to take a quick break, and we'll see what the rest of the story is next with Frito and Katie.
It's the Second Date Update with Frito and Katie on Y100.
A little bonus Second Date Update content, because when we last left Tara, she was telling us a riveting tale about her fake baby, the one she created for work. So, Tara, where do we go from here?
So, obviously, I don't get fired, and everything was going really great. But coworkers like to be nosy, like to get in your business. So they wanted updates, pictures, whatever, and I feel like being naturally small, I could get away with faking a bump for a while. Like, I've seen pregnant women before not look like they're pregnant until, you know, they're getting wheeled into the hospital.
Okay.
But, like, people started questioning, and so I started, like, stuffing sweaters in my shirt to give the illusion of a little
sell bump. Sell it. Like, no. it's a bad movie or something.
No, you didn't.
You did. You had to sell it. So, like, give the people what they want.
The people.
And then as I start getting closer to the due date, I realize how far I could take this. Like, no. I don't see these people outside the office. They don't know about my life other than what I tell them. I use the vacation time that I had built up, and I put in for maternity leave, and, you know, I decided not to go with my plan of, like, tragedy, because I think that's awful.
Oh, thank God for that.
Oh, Jesus.
So
I went to the Bahamas for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And, like, I came back with, you know, a baby prince that I had found online. And tan. It was like a baby moon. Sam's baby.
And you don't, okay, all that said, you don't feel like you crossed any boundaries doing this?
Honestly, I look at my company, and I mean, a lot of people work for companies like this, that they give the most shoddy reasons that they're going to fire you.
Okay.
I thought I'd beat them at their own game. I mean, I don't know, like, what your deal is, because this was a work thing. Like, I told you all about it. It's not like I lied.
You told me all about it. Like, this is, like, completely normal behavior. Like, I've called in sick when, you know, maybe I've been hungover or whatever, but I didn't fake being pregnant, you know?
It's not like I tried to rope you into being my fake baby daddy or anything.
Well, thank God for that.
You lied to a group of people and had a baby shower.
All right, Tara, what's the end game here?
Do you just
here?
Keep this up forever until fake baby goes to college?
No, I'm interviewing for a new job, so, like, as soon as I get hooked up with that other company,
oh my God,
I'm going to drop this. Like, I don't want to be a fake parent forever. So,
worst case scenario, I'm going to have to buy Girl Scout cookies from you one day.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with Girl Scout
cookies.
There's so
many money-making
endeavors.
You keep
my submits away.
Why?
I just found a way from getting screwed by the man, and I refuse to apologize for it. Faking a pregnancy hurts no one.
All right. Okay. So that, I don't. Okay. Second date? Yes? No? You've heard the explanation. What are we doing here?
What do you think, dude? No. Of course not. It's beyond disgusting what she's doing. It is the most dishonest. Like, this is a thing that you see on, like, Investigation Discovery or something like that.
This is a Lifetime movie. This is actually, I think I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it already exists. The
craziest thing we've had on the show so far.
I know it's dishonest, but I'm covering my ass. Like, they wouldn't care if they fired me and I was out on the street.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You fire a woman and a baby, and they'll never do it.
That's what it's called. Pretend protective services. Like,
so you did it. You don't feel sorry for it. This is you getting by.
Do you think it makes you in any way like a bad person or something?
Yeah.
Are you worried about
that? No, I really don't. I mean, I would feel bad if this was a mom and pop company. If it was a small company, but this is a large one that comes in and they're like, oh, by the way, we're firing this whole floor today. So, yeah, no, I don't feel bad. It makes me a smart person. Like, they're scummy for laying off people for no reason.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of beating them with their own
game. It's going to make them less sympathetic to people who do have real issues, though. Like, you're setting a precedent.
Well, maybe they'll do their homework.
Well, clearly, it's a good thing
I'm
they
just
don't.
Giving them a
they
tip.
Don't do their homework
I'm
because
giving...
then they know you didn't actually have a child.
I don't think they're looking. I don't think they're digging in that much, to be honest. Mitchell, Tara, thank y'all so much.
It was a wild ride, as promised, which I appreciate.
This little Friday treat.
Best of luck in your future endeavors, Tara.
Thanks, guys.
You know, work smarter, not harder.
Yeah, I should say so.
What is this show? Y'all, top that. 877-470-5299. Top that.
We're getting your reactions next with Frito and Katie.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.